The Story of the Silent Forest. Today we're going to have a story. A story of mystery, despair and wonder. So gather round and listen in. I'm going to tell you the story of the Silent Forest. Far away in the forest of Indonesia, there was a huge rainforest. This rainforest wasn't always silent. It was actually full of colours and sounds everywhere you turned. Now, can you click your fingers or rub your hands together to make the sound of the rain and the rustling leaves? Can you hear it? Can you hear the sounds? Now, can you add in a little whistle or hum a little tune? What's that? Is it a bird? The forest was alive with the sound of the leaves rustling in the wind, with the sound of animals crawling through the undergrowth, and with the sound of hundreds and hundreds of beautiful birds singing and swooping through the trees. One day, in came a group of Indonesian people. They could hear the birds. "Oh, how beautiful that sound is! How lovely is that singing!" The group decided that they would like to have the sound with them all day long. So they gathered some materials and set traps for the birds. They wanted to capture the sound of the singing to take home with them. One by one, the birds were caught. They were put in cages and taken into homes. Then people wanted to share the beautiful singing with others, so the birds were sold in markets. Thousands and thousands of birds were caught every day to sell to happy people all through Indonesia, filling their homes with song. Bird after bird, cage after cage. But some people thought that their birds could sing better than other birds and so decided to create competitions for the birds to sing in. Each bird was challenged to sing more beautifully than the others. The people hung up cages with the birds inside, encouraging them to sing in the hot, open air. The best singing bird would win, and the family that won would then be able to support and pay for their family for a long time. So you see, winning was really helpful to the families that won, helping them to have food and shelter to survive. When people saw the birds winning and the happy families, they wanted to have a go too. So they also went to the markets to buy a bird for their families. But when they got there, there weren't enough birds for sale. More were needed to be caught from the forest to cope with the amount of people who wanted to have beautiful birds singing in their homes. So the people went back to the forest. But what has happened? What has happened to the forest? The forest has fallen silent. Are there any birds left? Can you hear them? There aren't many left now. Most have been taken and sold. So, how can we save the birds that are left? What do you think Chester Zoo and you can do to help them? Well, Chester Zoo travel to the silent forests. They listen to the Indonesian people. They help to look after the birds in sanctuaries and help people to release them back into the wild. They help teach children, like you, to understand beautiful bird songs in the forest. They help them to see how important it is that their songs remain in the forest for all to enjoy. Now that the children know this, when they grow up, they will also help to look after the birds in the wild. And if we can do this together and look after the birds, the silent forests will grow louder and louder with birdsong again. And everyone will be able to listen and enjoy the songs of the songbirds forever and ever. The end.